You Can Relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm Colleen Ballinger.
Hi, Colleen Ballinger.
Hi, what did you say?
I was trying to say your name.
What did you say?
I tripped up on your name.
That's okay. You don't say it often, so.
Yeah.
That's probably why. You don't have a lot of practice saying my name.
Yeah. Just call you babe.
You absolutely do not. I'm Colleen Ballinger, though, not whatever he said. But you are Carrot.
I am. Data Carrot.
Data Carrot. And Welcome. We're here on Relax the Podcast to talk about absolutely nothing and bore you to tears.
That's not true.
We've got some great stuff we're going to talk about today.
I have a whole note in my phone about stuff.
I'm sure you do. I can't wait to hear about all the things. I only have like one thing that I want to talk about.
Okay.
It has to do with liar, liar, pants on fires. But
liar, pants on fire.
I want to hear your relaxes first.
What do you mean?
We'll talk about my liar, liar, pants on fires later.
Do you think I lied about something?
No.
Oh.
It's shocking because you're like an incredible actor.
Bad liar. Well, I think that makes sense because in acting, I feel like in your eyes, you're showing the truth of the care, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Like there's supposed to be something going on underneath, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's like, there's something there, right?
Mm-hmm.
The soul.
Mm-hmm.
Soul eyes. Can't lie.
Yeah.
Soul eyes, at least, can't lie.
Yeah. I don't know. You're not a great, I feel like I always can tell when you're lying, but well, I want to hear your relaxes.
Question for you.
Answer for you.
Do you have issue with this younger generation?
Oh no.
Insisting on, well, I've just seen this debate and I've like questioned it myself because like, I just kind of fell into it. Not even thinking about like my principles on the subject of socks and high socks versus ankle socks.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked about socks before. I'm sure.
Yes.
In this podcast.
I think
lot.
Last week.
No, but like I put on a brand new pair of socks this week and I was like, oh, there's nothing better than like a brand new pair of socks. Like it just feels like a nice little foot hug.
I mean, I would disagree with that. There's a lot of things better than a brand new pair of socks.
Well, I'm just saying nothing is better, but it's pretty great.
Okay.
I was like, this is pretty great. This doesn't need to relax. But then they were crew socks. They're the high socks.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wearing them with, you know, sneakers and shorts and I was off to the gym in my crew socks.
Off to the races.
And I was like, I'm doing this. And then I saw something online where there's a big like debate where millennials are like, no, we're never giving up our ankle socks. Ankle socks look better. They make you look taller. They're this, they're that, you know what I mean? And so that was like, then I saw, it's just like a thing. It's like an online, I don't even know if it's a debate. I think it's just that millennials are like, no, we don't care if we look like idiots to you. We're not going to wear crew socks. Like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you on Facebook? Is that where you're seeing this?
No. Yahoo News. It was on Yahoo
yeah,
News.
Yeah, I believe that. AOL.com.net.
My news source is, yes, Yahoo.
No, I've seen people talk about that ankle socks are out, but that's been going on for a very long time.
Yeah, sure.
But I haven't seen anyone, I haven't seen millennials really like fight it. I've just seen millennials go like, oh, is this really what you want us to do? Like this, the high socks? This is, how do we do this? Like I've seen millennials like.
It makes me think of my grandfather. My grandfather would do that. And I would like, be like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the ankle socks are out. They're like super.
I only wore ankle socks my entire life. And then it was like this whole no-show socks thing, which is like.
Those were a nightmare. Thank
nightmare.
God.
Nightmare on so many levels.
No-show socks are horrific.
And so then I was like, okay, yeah, I can get on board with that. Sure. But then I didn't realize that like people like are sticking to their guns, that they're like, no, yeah. Ankle socks are better.
No, ankle socks are not better.
But why?
No, you don't want ankle socks.
Well, what are they? Are they less comfortable?
No, it's not about that. It's a style thing. I mean, you know me, I'm a big fashionista.
Okay.
And I know all about fashion, but I think it's just, it's the same as anything with like the trends go in and out of style and whatever. And
so it's just in style now to have,
it's just in style, I guess, yeah, to have like socks that you can see and not socks that are hidden with underneath. And if you wear the low, like ankle socks, that is like a very good indication that you are like an out of style millennial or whatever,
yeah,
which who cares, you know, it's a freaking sock, but
I don't know.
What am I wearing?
These are the things I think about.
I'm wearing socks that are like socks. I don't know. They're not ankle.
I think I picked a bad time to bring this up because this is a quarter length sock.
Oh yeah, no, those aren't good.
But I do have lots of crew socks.
But you do look very good right now. Like, are those new shoes?
What?
Are those new?
Or newish.
There's like a lot going on. There's like a leopard and a zebra.
I thought they were too weird.
So many prints. I love them. They're fun.
They were on sale. They're on special. And I was like, they're too weird to not get.
I like them. They're cool. Socks though, you might get canceled for those socks.
For quarter socks.
Do
they even sell these anymore?
To me, those might be worse than ankle socks. And I'm not sure that quarter socks were ever like a thing.
No, they've never been a thing.
No.
It's me not knowing where I stand in this battle between ankle and crew. I all get quarter socks, I guess.
Yeah, that's fine.
Mistake.
I don't care. I don't know anything. Steak?
Mistake. I shouldn't have brought up socks. I should have, if I was going to do this, I wasn't planning on it.
I thought you were just screaming the word
thought
steak.
About it. Like, my tummy hurts.
Always.
Shocking.
You should get that checked out.
I went, because I ate at a salad bar today.
Where did you find a salad bar post
a grocery
COVID?
Store salad bar? That's what I'm saying. Like, I thought we were going to do away with this and I was going to get like a prepackaged salad, but then I was like, no, I want to be in charge. I want to control of this salad that's going into a wrap, you know? And it got to the end of the salad bar where there's like the protein. So we should do away with salad bars. We've established that, right? Because mm-hmm. it's like, it doesn't seem hygienic at this point, mm-hmm. but that's what I had today. And I got to, and I made my whole salad. At the end is the protein, and there was what I believe to be tuna and what I believe to be chicken, and they were indistinguishable from each other, and they were not labeled.
Chicken and tuna?
Yeah, they're in different things, right? But they looked very similar somehow.
What?
Shredded chicken.
Okay.
Like rotisserie maybe, yeah. Okay. And then like tuna. So I'm like, well, I'm going to put what I think is the chicken in it.
Absolutely.
And then it ended up tasting like, can you imagine?
Minced chicken in a salad?
In
wet
a salad bar, yeah.
Minced
meat? It wasn't cubed, yeah. It was
shredded. That's gross.
And so like I thought it was the chicken. I got home, I made this whole wrap, you know, I was starving and I take a bite and it's tuna.
That's what you get for putting wet meat in a salad.
There was no place for tuna in this, what I had assembled for this wrap.
Did it ruin your day?
Well, it just like, it caught me off guard and it really...
I hate that when you take a bite of something or a sip of something and you
think it's
gonna be
one thing. Yeah, you're expecting something else.
That's the worst. You know, one time I took a big swig of what I thought was water, but we must have had like a big get together or something the night before. And I thought it was water on your nightstand, like you said, the bed.
Nope, straight vodka.
It was
vodka.
Not. It was an alcoholic
Oh, was
beverage.
It really?
Yeah, it was. But it was like watered down because like the ice had melted. Uh-huh. It must have been like a vodka soda or something. Who knows what it was?
Oh,
I don't know.
Sounds like the worst.
Well, I don't know. Whatever you had that night. Mm-hmm. It was the morning and I took a huge sip of it and I was like, what? Like that was, to think it's, you're getting a sip of water and you sip that. That was a shocking and very unpleasant surprise. So I'm sure that was similar to your tuna.
Exactly the same thing. Yeah.
I'm sorry about your tuna.
I don't know why. I had done a weird burp or something before we started recording and I was like, I'll tell you about it. I gotta save this for the podcast. It's such a good story. Like I could just tell you, I accidentally ate tuna thinking it was chicken, but it's too good to not have anyone that would ever listen to this podcast.
Oh,
also be hearing that story for the first time.
Well, I have a relax if you want to hear it. It's not about tuna.
Please save us.
And it's not about socks, but
okay.
It is about liars.
Well,
because I was thinking about, I saw a TikTok. Sorry to start every story like that, but I do see a lot of TikToks these days. This is TikTok of this girl. She's like, have you guys ever known a pathological liar? Mm-hmm. And she started telling the story about this like person, you know, who lied to her a bunch or something. And I was like thinking about that. And I was like, oh, I've known so many. I have, and like a pathological liar is someone who lies kind of for no reason because, you know, it's, I guess, common to just lie in general. People lie, like human beings lie from time to time. And it's usually for a reason like, oh, they don't want to get in trouble or they don't want to hurt someone's feelings or, you know, there's like a reason behind it. Mm-hmm. Whereas like a pathological liar, I guess, I mean, I'm no scientist, I'm no doctor, but like.
It's pathological?
Pathological liars, I think they lie literally for like, I think it's no reason. Like they're just like, it's or it seems that way. It's just bizarre.
Hence the term pathological. Like it's
just, yeah, it's just like, yeah, exactly. Well, anyway,
there's no path of the logic.
Have you ever known a pathological liar or have you ever thought that you might know a pathological liar? I have so many questions about lies. Once this came up, my mind just started swirling. I was like, what's a lie that I've told? What's a lie that Eric has told? Does he know pathological? Because I know people I think might be pathological liars.
Yeah, I've definitely known a few.
What's the weirdest lie you've been told that you know is? Can you think of one? Because I can think of like a bunch off the top of my head of random people who told me the weirdest lies for no reason.
Yeah, it's hard because like I don't want them to know that I know that they weren't in the Olympics, kind of a thing.
Oh my God.
But like, yeah, stuff like, yeah, crazy stuff like that. I mean, I don't want to speak for anybody else, but I can think about times where that I've lied that I then laugh at myself for. I lie about my height a lot.
You what? You lamp on a height?
I lie about my height a lot.
Oh yes, you do lie about your height.
Like for like self-tapes for like an audition.
You're always a different, I never know what I'm going
to
get.
Cause you have to, like, you just do what's called a slate where you say like your name, your height and like where you're based. You know what I mean? Like where you're from. I always am like, I feel like this character would be 6 feet or this character would be 6'2" or 6'1". It's just those three.
No, you say 6 feet. Yeah. I guess you don't go below 6 feet.
I think I'm 6'1", but at one physical, one doctor said you're 6'2".
Yeah, you switch it up. Every time we do a self-tape, it's either 6'1", 6'2", or 6 foot.
Yeah.
It's never the same. I never know what I'm going to get with you with that one. Is that your big lie? That's your thing? I don't know that I can think of a big lie.
I think, yeah, I mean, I don't, what else?
I don't know.
What do you know?
I don't know anything. I wouldn't know
because it would be a lie or something.
No. This is all a trick. Come in. I was thinking about all the weird lies that I've been told by people. Uh-huh. And well, like one time this person would lie about the most random things, like uh-huh. the most random things. And one time this person was like, had keys, and on this person's keychain was like, I don't know, some weird big hunky keychain thing. I don't know, even remember what it was, but it was all like rhinestoned. And I was like, oh, cool. I like your sparkly keychain. And she was like, I rhinestoned it myself. And I was like, oh, really? That's so cool. And then I like took it and I was like looking at it closer. And she's like, yep, I individually rhinestoned the whole thing. It took me hours. And I'm looking at it and it's like very clearly like a sticker of like, uh-huh. and it's very clearly like a manufactured bulk item. Like it was obvious, blatantly obvious. This person did not rhinestone it. And she wasn't joking. She was like, dead serious that like uh-huh. she would lie about like tons of stuff like that all the time.
Yeah.
And that was fascinating. It was always very, I was always very interested in
the
like
rhinestoned. What?
I don't even remember. It was a keychain thing, but it was like, what? But why? Like just why?
And this is when you were cross examining her and she was on a witness stand. Like this was a silly thing to lie about.
This is what I'm saying. Like it was like the weirdest thing. Like why even like, or like this, there's okay. That one of my favorite lies of all time. One of my favorite lies of all time. And this one wasn't from a pathological liar. This is just someone who was lying because they wanted to be right. Okay. So this is a friend of mine who I love dearly, but I was on tour and there was no air conditioning in the car that we were driving around in. Uh-huh. And it was extremely hot. And that was like, when we were like booking everything, we were booking the flights and the hotels and the cars and whatever. I was like, okay, when we get this big car that we're going to be driving around on tour, this big, like huge van thing.
Yeah.
We have to make sure that it has air conditioning. Cause it's going to be the summer. It's going to be hot. Like we have to make sure it has air conditioning. And I was reassured multiple times. Yes, it does. And I was like, okay, cool. Yay. Does it have air conditioning? Like once we booked it and it has air conditioning. Yes, it has air conditioning.
Well, an option? I think air conditioning comes pretty much standard on vehicles.
In America, but
days.
In other places, sometimes it doesn't.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know
and
that.
And so I just wanted to make sure. And sometimes older cars, you know, I don't know. We're getting a deal on some older car that has bad air conditioning.
I think they had air conditioning in the 70s.
I'm just saying. In America, like I wouldn't think about it.
Getting like a vintage 50s Mustang?
No, in other countries, what? In other places where the weather's different, like they don't care as much about air conditioning in other places.
In a car?
Yeah.
Where in the world... Where in the world are they like, we don't care about air conditioning in cars?
I was doing a tour in...
Tell me where.
In England.
In England?
Mm-hmm.
Do they have heaters?
I don't know if this car had heater. We
They're
didn't
just
want
like,
one. It was the summer.
It's fine. We have windows.
We are in... I'm pretty sure it was a tour in England. And we were driving all around England at the time.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure that's what the tour was. But I know I was somewhere...
In like a,
on that side
a
of the
van,
world.
In like a van.
In like a huge like van.
Like a sprinter type van.
Yeah, like a sprinter van. And I was like, make sure, double check, triple check, this guy air conditioning. Because I've been over there many times and I have been in cars and in vehicles that don't have air conditioning. And in the summertime, it can get hot.
But they don't care.
Well, it's only hot for like a week, you know? So it's like, they're like, eh, we can handle a week of no air conditioning. So anyway, went to Paris, even in when I went to Paris. So like when I was looking to book a hotel, half the hotels didn't have air conditioning because they just don't. You just open the window, you know, it's just like.
Because they're really old buildings?
Maybe, but mostly because like the weather typically doesn't get like too hot, you know, I don't know. That's what I think, but maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Anyway, I wanted to make sure this car had air conditioning. My goodness. The story is not interesting enough to be this long. So we get in the car and we just so happened to be there during a heat wave. It was so hot the week we were there. And it's like abnormally hot because, you know, over there it's typically cloudy and cold. And so it was so hot and I was like, oh my gosh. So we got in the car and I was like, can you turn on the air conditioner? And there was an air conditioner. There's none to be found. And I was like, what? I double checked.
And a problem
and
because
air conditioning.
For you, because like these are long drives.
Yes. These are long drives.
Hours in a car.
Yes. Very like many long hours. And it was a long journey. Like it was like over a week of maybe 2 weeks or something like that or more. I don't remember of traveling around in a car during heat wave of like, you know, 3-4 hour drives every day.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a situation where you open the window because it was a sprinter van where the windows didn't open in the back. Like it was like a blacked out, you know, kind of vibe. So you can't open the windows for ventilation. So it was just hot. And for some reason, this particular van that we had, the like heat, like the exhaust of the car or something would like blow into the back of the car. Like, I don't even know how they did this.
What's the lie?
So I'm getting there.
Okay.
So it was hot is what I'm saying. And so I was frustrated because I was like, I double checked, I triple checked. Like, how did this happen? Like, what the heck? And I was friends with the person who like had booked it. So like, we were like laughing and joking about it. I was like, how did this happen? Like, how did you book a car? Like I checked so many times. Like, and I think he just didn't want to admit that like he didn't look for air conditioning. Like he just assumed it would have it or maybe the company messed up or whatever. I don't know why, but he didn't want to just say like, oh yeah, sorry. Well, there's no air conditioning. Let's go pick up a fan, you know, like whatever. So he was like, well, it's not even hot. And I was like, it's so hot. Like it's so hot in this car. So we start this long drive.
Pick up
and
a fan?
It's blazing hot. Like it is.
Put a fan in the car?
Yeah. Cause there's like an outlet in the back. Cause it was like a big sprinter van. But we didn't get a fan. We didn't do anything. Cause he refused to admit that it was hot in there.
Was he sweating?
That's the thing. So like, it was so hot. And I was like, oh my gosh, it was like so sweaty hot. Like we were all just drenched in sweat in the back seat. And I was like, oh my God, we have to do something. Like this is so hot. And I was like asking everyone, like, are you hot? Everyone's like, yes. And so everyone's dripping in sweat. And I didn't go, it is so hot in here. How do you not agree that it is hot? And he was, there's sweat trickling down his face. And he... so serious. Like he was not joking. He was like, no, it's not hot at all. And I was like, it is so hot. And he was like, no, it's actually quite cool in here.
I'm hearing like Kristen Wiig in my head.
I know, because there's a scene in Bridesmaids where she's like got diarrhea, but she doesn't want to admit it. She has it. So she's like eating an M&M and she's like forced the one M&M in her mouth.
Yeah.
It was literally that scene. Like I was like, we were dripping in sweat. And I'm like, why would you like, why lie about this? Just say like, yeah, it's hot. Like, let's find a way to get air conditioning or let's find a fan or like, yeah, it is hot. Oops. You know, like just something, but just the fact that like he would not admit that it was hot, even though he was dripping in sweat was like, infuriating to me. And
I think
that's
funny.
It was very funny in hindsight. Yeah. It was funny at the time too. Like we still like laugh about it all the time, but that was a funny moment. But, oh, sorry. Did you have more? You pull up your phone, like you got relaxes.
Was there more to that?
No,
that was the longest story I've ever.
Because somebody kept interrupting with interjections.
I'm a logic person.
Yeah.
I was just trying to find the logic in.
Yeah.
It's like the one place you do need air conditioning.
100%.
Is in a car.
Especially during a heat wave on long drives. But the point wasn't about that. It was just about like he refused to tell the truth on that one.
That he had made a mistake.
Right. And I think that's what most people would lie about. It's like pride. They don't want to admit they did something wrong, or they don't want to admit that, like, you know, they don't want to do something that could hurt someone or get someone in trouble or whatever, you know? So they just don't tell the truth. But pathological liars are another breed, because their lies are just so bizarre and for no reason. Mm-hmm. Would you have another relax on your phone that you're
I'm trying to think of, like, if I could tie that into.
Well, I was going to ask you, I was going to ask you to lie to me.
Okay.
I was going to ask you to
help me out.
You know that game, like, two truths and a lie, where you tell three things.
Yes. Yeah.
And two of them are true and one's a lie.
Okay.
We can do our own version. It doesn't have to be three things. That's a lot to think about. Can you tell me two things, like one thing that's true and one thing that's a lie?
Just like off the top of my, okay, sure.
Let's see if I can tell.
Okay. This is, I mean, it's really hard to just off the top of my head come up with things.
Okay.
You want me to try, you want to see which one is a lie?
I
want to
see if I can guess.
Okay. This was a game show?
No.
Oh, this was a game?
Yeah, there's a game called, like, Two Truths and a Lie.
God, I'm nervous.
Okay.
Is this what polygraphs feel like?
Yeah.
Imagine that. I think
I would fail it.
I
so
think I would just fail
because I'd be
test.
So panicked, because I'm that person that, like, if I think I talked about this in the episode last week, that when I was flying home, like, because you weren't on the episode last week, but I'm the person that, like, when I walk out of a store and you walk through, like, the alarm system where there's a person there to check what's in your bag, I think I'm always like, I accidentally something shoved in my clothes. I stole something on, like, I think I'm going to get caught.
Really? When you walk through
anything where, like, if even like going through security at the airport,
yeah,
I'm like, they're gonna find something horrible.
They're gonna find it.
Drugs.
Yeah.
There's right. if a drug dog, like if one of those dogs is like sniff for drugs or sniff for bombs, I'm like, they're gonna find drugs on me for sure. Like,
right.
I'm confident I'm gonna have something on me.
That's funny. I feel the same way.
So like I'd feel like anyway. Go ahead and try to lie.
Or like if you drive past like a cop, you're like. And you were going like the speed limit, everything's fine. You're instantly like, oh, he's going to find all the things that I've done wrong. Yeah,
well, checkpoints. Or like if they pull you over for something small, like your registration or something, you know, little, like, you know, something that's not like speeding a little bit or something, you know, I'm like, they're going to
bring you to jail.
I'm going to go to prison.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to be arrested.
Yeah.
Like I'm always so terrified. Like I start crying every time because I think I'm like panicked. I'm going to get in trouble. Anyway, go ahead and.
Okay. I once saved a kid from drowning in the ocean.
Okay.
I have only pooped on an airplane once in my life. And I was once a snowboard instructor.
Well, I know that you've saved someone from drowning in the ocean.
This is hard because you know me pretty well.
And the other two, you've only pooped on an airplane once. Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
And then the other one was you're a snowboard instructor.
Uh-huh. For a winter.
I'm going to say that the snowboard instructor is true. Because I know you used to snowboard a lot. And I wouldn't put it past you that. And I feel like you're weird about pooping. Like for some, you know, like I feel like you wouldn't be able to poop on an airplane.
Uh-huh.
And for some reason, I also feel like you're the type of person who would keep tally of how many times you pooped on an airplane.
Just once.
Yeah. So, wait. So that means I think they're all true. No, I'm going to say that the poop is a lie.
You're right. I've never pooped on a plane.
You've never?
Not one time. Never.
Oh my God.
You say that as someone who poops every flight, it sounds like.
Not every flight, but I'm sure that I have.
I don't even know how one would do that. I don't think they're designed that way.
I don't remember ever doing it, but I'm very confident that I have.
I don't think anybody does.
I'm sure that I have.
You,
but I don't remember a time that I have, but I used to fly so often. That like there's no way that I would have been able to avoid that happening at some point. I'm sure that I have.
You win. Now you.
I know. I will see. But like, it's not that you were bad at lying, though. It was you were good at lying just now. It's just that I know you and I know those other things.
Yeah. You go now. You do one.
I literally can't even think of things.
It's hard, right?
It's so hard. Like this is my idea, and I couldn't think of anything.
Yeah.
I literally can't think of anything. I have no idea, but I did just think of, I thought of a lie that I have told.
Okay.
I'm sure I've told this story somewhere before. I was told by, an officer to lie. like an officer told me to lie.
An officer of?
Of like the, of like customs, a Her customs Majesty's patrol.
A customs officer.
Yes. I was traveling. It was very early on in my career, like a billion years ago. And I, you know, was just, people would be like, hey, you want to come perform at this bar? You know, want to come perform at this basement of this restaurant? And I just said yes to everything back then and would scrounge up, find a way to like work double shifts and save enough money to buy an airplane ticket to get to these locations. And then find people on Facebook and be like, hey, can I crash at your apartment? Like, I was totally insane. And so I was invited to go to London. Yeah, this is real. I was invited to go to London. And I think that's, yeah. And I was performing, like doing these gigs, whatever, but I didn't know that like I needed a visa or something. I don't even remember. Or I thought I don't even remember. It was so long ago,
but there's something working.
Cause I was technically working, but I went over to like see friends. And then I also, it was like, I was working, but I was performing. I certainly was performing. So that is technically working, you know? So I don't know if I'm like now admitting like something that's going to put me in jail or something right now. I'm like a little nervous right now as I even talk about it now. But I'm was sure performing over there, but I genuinely did not understand or know that like there'd be an issue, because I'm pretty sure I asked the people who had invited me to come over and perform, like, do I need anything when I get there? Like,
where
ah, no,
this?
Just, I think I was going to London.
What's with you and all your England stories today?
So many England stories.
It's just you lying in England a lot.
Yeah. So, well, I didn't lie in the first story, but so we get to border control or whatever. And they had just, I said, do I need any documents or anything? And they're like, oh no, you just say you're here to like visit friends and whatever. And I was like, oh, okay. But I didn't know what the importance was of like, I didn't understand it. So I just get there and the border patrol person is like, what are you here for? Mm-hmm. And I was with a friend, and the friend was like, we're just visiting. And then he's like, I need to see your flights home. Can I see your documentation to go home? And I hand him my schedule, which the schedule on it had like the gigs I was doing.
He said, can I see your plane ticket? And you gave him your schedule?
Yeah, because it was like, he wanted my flight information home. He's like, let me see your flight information home.
Okay.
And so on my schedule that I had like printed out this like schedule of my life for the week that I was there or whatever, had my flight information on it. Because
okay.
I didn't have like a printed boarding ticket.
No, I understand. I follow,
and this was so long ago, or you didn't have it on your phone either.
Right.
Like you printed it out back then. Back in the olden days.
You're just like, these are also my MapQuest directions.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
And so it had on the addresses of the different like gigs I was going to do while I was in town.
Uh-huh.
And these weren't like big theater gigs. It was like the cast of, I don't know if this was the same trip, but like the gigs I did back then was like the cast of Naked Boys Singing wanted me to like make an appearance in their production. And like, there's like a random cabaret that I like hopped on stage for 5 minutes for, like a gay bar, like asked me to come perform at 1 a.m. for 10 minutes. You know, there's just like random gigs like that. So, and there was one venue, I think, that I was performing at, like a legit venue, but regardless, I wasn't supposed to say that I was performing while I was there. So he looks at my thing and sees all these like venues on my schedule. He's like, what is this? Are you a performer? And I was like, yeah. He's like, are you performing here? And I was like, oh, I mean, yeah, like some of my friends are having shows. I'm like doing it with like other friends. Like friends asked me to come over and like perform in their things. But like, he's like, you told me that you weren't working here. You know that it is illegal. It is.
Were you being paid?
I was being paid like very small amounts of money. There wasn't much money happening, but there was money happening.
Were you being paid for the shows or to stay at these people's houses that you found on Facebook?
Was I being paid a what? What did you say?
Nothing.
I don't know what you said, but I was being paid, I think, but like not like it was like literally probably not enough to cover the flight there.
Yeah.
Kind of payment, you know?
Sure.
So,
I mean, I guess.
Anyway, so I start to panic because I was like, oh no, am I in trouble? Because he says, you know, it is illegal to lie to a border patrol officer. So I'm panicked because it was completely like innocent mistake on my part. I didn't understand. I didn't know. So then I'm like, wait, I'm supposed to be lying to this person? Am I going to go to prison? I'm a horrible liar. Like, so I'm supposed to lie and say I'm not performing, but I am performing. Like, what do I do? He sees that I'm performing at these venues. So I was like, oh no, I just start stuttering and like freaking out.
Yeah.
And he's like, he made me go to like essentially airport prison. And so I'm in airport prison
Describe
with my friend.
Airport prison.
It's just where they detain you so that they can like see if you're trying to steal from, because they don't want you to steal money from their government and not pay taxes on it. Like, oh, right. It makes okay. perfect sense. But I didn't know then that that's why there are visas and that's why you go through all that stuff.
Okay, to, so
like,
you're in this room. Then what happens?
So we're there for hours and hours and hours. I am bawling because I think I'm going to prison. Uh-huh. And I didn't have money to bail myself out of prison in another country. I'm freaking out. The okay. friend I'm with is like, it's fine, whatever. So they had to separate us and they had like an officer come in and interview us one at a time. And to see if we were stealing money from their government by like, they thought we were going there to work and making $1 million and not paying taxes on it or whatever. And so I was like, I went in and I was like, I just need to be honest. I don't want to be caught lying. Like, I've seen all these like police shows where they lie and they get caught. And I'm just going to tell the truth.
Yeah.
So I get in this police office, this officer, whatever. And he's like, okay, I'm recording this conversation. He pushes the tape recorder and he's like,
what?
Yes. What? How are you? I've told this story so many times. I feel like all over the place, but okay. So anyway, he pushes the tape recorder on and I'm bawling. And because I think I'm about to go to prison. Like, I really thought this. And he's like, I need you to calm down. I need you to take a breath. You have to calm down. And I was like, okay. And, you know, we're not allowed to call. I can't call my home. I can't call anyone. So no one knows this is happening to me. So I'm just thinking I'm going to be stuck in a prison. No way to contact my family. And he's like, I'm going to ask you some questions and just be honest. I was like, okay. He's like, this is being recorded. Do you understand it's being recorded? Yes, I do. Okay. While you are, during your stay here in our country, are you going to be making any money? Are you going to be paid for any reason during your stay here or something? And I said, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to, and I started like stuttering and like, I was like, I'm going to perform at my friend's shows. And I started telling the truth and he puts his hand up to me and he stops me and he just shakes his head. No, he doesn't say anything. Cause it's like an audio recording. He just shakes his head. No. Uh-huh. And I was like, no. I just said no. And he like nodded his head like, yes, correct. Just like do what I tell you. So he'd ask me a question and he'd shake his head yes or no, telling me what to say so that I'd be okay.
Yeah.
Because I was like digging myself in a hole.
You didn't want to do the paperwork.
Because, well, yeah, he's like, I don't want to put this weird girl who's clearly having a panic attack. I don't want to put her in prison. Like she doesn't know what she doesn't. She's clearly, it was true. Like if you looked at the addresses of where I was performing, it was like gay bars and like there was one small venue. It was a very small theater. Yeah. So I think that like he probably looked at him and was like, this girl's just an idiot. Like she just didn't know she had to do all this work and whoever brought her over here. Cause I gave him the contact of the people that flew me over to perform and they called them.
You immediately ratted everyone out.
I didn't mean to rat them out. I was like, no, I'm not doing anything wrong. Like these people brought me over here. Like yeah, I was just trying to get people to like, they'll help me call them. Like they know who I am. I had to lie and say like, no, you know, and the truth was I like really didn't make any money while I was there. But then what was funny is then they have to like give you they detain all your luggage. And so when they give you your luggage back, they open it to make sure it's yours or whatever. Right. So they're like, okay, we're going to give you your luggage back before you can go. We were there for hours and hours and hours. They opened my luggage.
Just all signed headshots.
It was signed headshots, signed magic kits, signed t-shirts. Like, well, it was this t-shirts weren't signed, but it was like merch. There's so much merch like on top of my clothes. Like I packed my clothes and I put merch on top to sell because I knew I wasn't making much money. Like I certainly wasn't making money at the bars and whatever, but like the theater gig I was doing.
The same people, the same officers of customs?
No, it was someone else, but they gave me this look like you idiot.
I can't think that's a common occurrence. I mean, like you're smuggling.
Oh my gosh. But I was like mortified and I was like, I give them away for free. I just give them to everybody. I was just like panicking.
You're the worst criminal in
the world. I'm the worst criminal. I'm such a bad freaking liar. Sorry if that story was very long and boring, but that's probably like one of my biggest lies that was like caused major anxiety for me in my life was.
I can tell.
I'm still panicked when I go to customs.
You're still panicked recalling the events.
Like, yes. Yeah. Every time I go through customs, I'm like, I'm not here to steal anything. Yeah. I have a visa. Look, this is my visa.
Right.
I'm panicked every time. Anyway, yeah. Sorry if that was.
I don't go through customs enough for that to be an issue for me. But
anyway, that's my lying story. And I don't have any lies to tell you because I just can't think of anything. And you know everything about me anyway.
Yeah, you can't. Well, I mean, yeah, it's hard to think of things.
But I think we've talked enough about lying, I guess. I know you have a phone full of stuff that you wanted to vent about.
We can end with, I just thought this was kind of funny. While you were gone,
In Paris.
Bonjour, by the way.
Oof.
Yeah, I'm rough. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. You're just like, you're just audibly ick.
Well, I can't do it either. It's just Americans trying to speak French is not pretty.
It's not great. I slept on your side of the bed because I missed you so much.
Aww.
You have an issue with the corner fitted sheet.
Oh my God.
And that's a lie. Corner fitted sheets are liars because they don't, they're not fitting over the corners and staying there. There's nothing worse to me than waking up in the middle of the night and being woken up in the middle of the night by children and realizing that the corner of the corner sheet has slipped off and you're now like on half like mattress or mattress pad.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and the corner sheet is like, it's like underneath you and you know, you're just too tired to do anything about it.
The worst.
So you just kind of like suffer through it. And then eventually it drives you so crazy. You get up and you can't get it all the way around the corner. And then it, and then you wake up again. Then this happened to me multiple nights with that corner sheet.
The worst.
So I just was like, I want to talk about how much I hate that.
Fitted sheets just suck.
Fitted sheets.
You know what's worse than fitted sheets?
Is that
though?
What is saying? Corner sheets?
Yeah, you were saying corner sheets. I was just letting it go. It's a cute name for it.
You were just letting it go?
I was letting it go. It's not corner sheets. It's fitted sheets.
Why did I say corner sheets? Because it's the corner of a fitted sheet?
I don't know why. I'm not in
do
your
people
brain.
People call them corner sheets?
You do.
That's real weird, I think.
I've only ever called them
I
fitted
think they're
sheets.
Fitted sheets and they're called fitted sheets. What? But in my mind, I'm like, they have corners. They're corner sheets.
Well, don't all but sheets I'm, have corners?
Oh my gosh.
Don't they?
I have to go to a doctor. anyway, yeah. You don't like fitted sheets either.
Well, I don't like it when they come up and like, and I don't like folding a fitted sheet.
Yeah.
But what's worse to me than a fitted sheet is a regular sheet. Like when beds have like, there's a fitted sheet.
Throw it away.
Throw it in the trash.
Make a Halloween costume.
The only good use of like a, just a regular plain old sheet is making forts with your kids and you, cutting it up and making costumes
you know
for
what's
like
a scam?
Gigs. What?
Sheet sets. Like, okay, yeah, we're going to give you a corner or a fitted sheet, whatever you want to call it. We're going to give you the top sheet and maybe a pillowcase or
yeah,
two.
A couple pillowcases.
So you're giving me essentially the middle part is trash because like, it's what am I going to do with this?
A regular sheet.
What's the point?
I wonder, I'm so curious. I hope people tell us in the comments, like, do people actually use like regular sheets?
Maybe people that live in places where they just don't have air conditioning and they're like, that's all I can sleep with.
Oh, I couldn't do that. I can't.
I remember doing that in certain
cold.
Places when I was like a child or something.
Really?
Yeah. Like being, just having to just sleep with the top sheet.
Because it was too
rough.
Hot?
Because it was too hot, love. Sorry to bore you. When you're bored, you rub your eyeball really hard. That's how I always can tell you're bored.
It wasn't the
you
yawn that did it?
You yawn and you, for some reason you use your ring finger to rub your eye, like your bare eyeball. Last thing, okay?
No, do all the things.
This is the last of them. Well, I guess I got two more. I was giving our kids a Flintstone vitamin this morning.
Love that.
Don't come for me. The doctor said, try Flintstone's vitamin for a reason, you know? Okay.
Well, I don't know why anyone would come for you for that.
Someone's going to be like, they're actually this. I don't know.
Okay.
You know? But that's just what was funny to me that I was like, you guys want your Flintstone vitamin? Yay. And then it was like, wait, this is crazy to me that Flintstones is a cartoon from a very long time ago.
Yeah.
And it's identifiable to me now. And I think everybody is as a vitamin, and they have no idea that it was once a cartoon show. And so I looked up, I was like, how did this hold on like for so long? Like, I was like, when was the Flintstones? Like, when did that air? When do you think?
60s.
You're correct.
Yeah.
1960, the Flintstones premiered, and it was the first ever primetime cartoon.
Oh, wow.
The Flintstones was in primetime. Guess what? Lasted for like 6 years. That's it.
Wow. Well, they made the movie, the life.
They did make that movie,
the real
yeah.
People
John
movie
Goodman and Rick Moranis was Barney. Is that
Barney?
Crazy? Yeah. Rick Moranis.
Wait, there's a character named Barney?
Barney Rubble. Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble.
I only know Barney as the purple dinosaur.
I don't know what the Jetsons theme song just popped in my head. In any case, this is, I was trying to think about the name, like Betty? Betty Rubble?
I don't know.
Wilma?
Wilma and Pebbles is the little girl, right?
Bam Bam.
Bam Bam. Who's Pebbles?
Cereal.
What?
Could be pebbles. I don't know.
Cereal pebbles?
Well, I'm just saying like...
Wait, what's a... is a pebbles a cereal?
Yeah. Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles. Oh, there were Flintstones on Fruity Pebbles. Are they still on Fruity Pebbles?
What? The Flintstones on Fruity Pebbles?
Yes, I have a memory.
I'm getting to facts here. I just can't believe that culturally, it's gonna be a vitamin, but it was a cartoon that was only on for 6 years, and we're talking... Stop thinking of other things. I can see your eyeballs. You're not listening to me.
I'm just having a mind brain explosion of like, aren't Flintstones connected to Fruity Pebbles somehow?
Oh, like they're on the box?
Yeah.
I think they use the same font.
No, I remember seeing the characters, the Flintstone characters on the Fruity Pebbles box.
Then who's on Cocoa Pebbles then?
I can't think of it. I know they're on the Fruity Pebbles.
You're going
box.
To the doctor too.
Okay. Anyway, sorry. So they're Flint. They're
so
vitamins.
It's just funny to me that like culturally,
that's
like
crazy.
They're
going to
be completely
vitamins.
Unaware of this cartoon that was only on for 6 years. And we're talking like at this point, math years ago, 64 mm-hmm. years ago. You know what I mean? Like, it's so boring that I'm talking about Flintstones vitamins and you can't even hold in your yawn. That's great. So insane. The face you just made. So anyways, I was like, I have to get to the bottom of this. And I know you're all one person listening is interested. Hi, mom. The big sponsor for the Flintstones cartoon when it was on primetime on ABC in 1960 was the one. Are you yawning again? Are you lying about yawning? Is this a lie yawn? Is this how you're
I'm
proving that
lying.
You can do a
I
fake?
I didn't say anything.
You can
no
lie,
lie
and it's a fake yawn.
There's no lie. I'm just yawning.
Fake a yawn
I'm
right
very
now.
Tired. You can't fake a yawn. That's impossible. That's horrible. Faking a yawn and faking laughs.
I can do
I
a good
do
fake yawn, just not right now. It was sponsored by one of those, you know, the company, whatever. It's some laboratory, whatever. They make like one a day vitamins. They sponsored the Flintstones cartoon, like the actual vitamins was. There was no. Are you kidding me? There was no Flintstones vitamin. In any case, so then since they were a sponsor, they were like, hey, we'll make a vitamin of your thing for kids from your cartoon.
In the 60s?
I guess, yeah, in like 1966.
Those one-a-day vitamins have been happening since the 60s?
I don't know. I Googled this, but you know what I mean? Like the kind of lazy Google where you just like ask a question and like just
But how are Flintstone vitamins still a thing is the question. Not how do they start, but how is it still a thing?
That's my question. It's like it's like crazy to me that they're like, yeah, Flintstones vitamins, but like they just think that's a vitamin. They didn't know that that's a cartoon.
Yeah, I know. But
it's
now,
kind of same here. You know what I mean? I never really watched. Obviously, it wasn't around in the 60s.
I feel like I don't remember watching it. I know I knew of it. And I feel like I remember a lot of people
culturally,
being...
you're aware of it because of the vitamins.
Well, and the show. And I remember a lot of people being those characters for like Halloweens. Like, I feel like...
Please tell me you don't say Halloweens.
They are on Fruity Pebbles. They're on Fruity Pebbles
and
Cocoa Pebbles.
Do you call Halloween Halloweens?
I did just now. Look it. Flintstone characters on Fruity Pebbles. I was not imagining it.
Imagine if that was one of those Mandela effect things and they weren't.
I knew it. Oh my gosh, that was driving me crazy.
Why are they branded with Fruity Pebbles?
I don't know, love. I'm just... Is
that a Hanna-Barbera cereal?
Okay. What is the mascot of Fruity Pebbles? While Fred from the beloved cartoon The Flintstones isn't your traditional mascot, he has been recognizable on boxes of Fruity and Cocoa Pebbles cereals for over 50 years. So he is like on it.
Just
and Cocoa Pebbles too.
And vitamins. I'm just saying, Fred Flintstone
Look,
was a branding icon.
He was. He's like, wait, hold on a second. I just typed Fruity Pebbles.
Business,
not, I
business
didn't even,
man.
I didn't even put like Flintstones. It's just, he is Fruity Pebbles. He is Fruity Pebbles. What about Cocoa Pebbles? Are they on both? How many things do they endorse?
A cartoon that hasn't been on the, like, you know.
They're on Cocoa Pebbles too.
What the heck?
Wait, why are Flintstones endorsing so many? How many?
Okay, we need a brand ambassador. What about that cartoon from the 60s? You know what I mean? Like that could sell our vitamins.
I do
that
remember
could sell
that.
Our
that
cereal.
Where they're like their feet are the wheels.
Yeah,
the
and he's got the dinosaurs like a pet dog. Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking. Obviously, there's the.
Yeah, and you think that too. You're like, oh, like when the kids are in that car thing where they push it with their feet, you think like, oh, Flintstones, just like the Flintstones.
Mm-hmm.
Why was it so culturally impactful? And why is it used to sell all these goods? What other merchandise is Flintstones on that we
I'm
didn't
looking,
even
I'm looking up like Flintstones products and I'm not seeing anything else. It's like, oh yeah, that thing. It's just vitamins and cereal. How weird that like those two things got branded as Flintstones and then like never stopped because You know, you see like, you know, we'll go down the grocery store and it's like Paw Patrol will be on gummies or cereal or oatmeal or something to sell to the kids. But like,
yeah.
Then they don't.
But yeah, but, I can't, because, but like, I can't imagine
50 years from now, 60
years from now, someone's like, oh, are you going to have your Paw Patrols today? Because Paw Patrols have been like identifiable as the little, you know,
gummies or the little
Teddy Grahams things, you know, or whatever they do. Yogurts,
like mac and cheese, like a kiddie, whatever.
Mac and cheese. Sure. Like it's not going to how it's never going to happen.
Yeah, how did Flintstones do that?
How did they do it?
Because is there any other character that has done that over the years? It's like the only thing I can think of is like Fruit of the Loom underwear. I always think of lamb chops, that like that lamb chop, you know, that little lamb, the little puppet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Lamb chop.
Lamb chop underwear. It's fun to wear a special pair by Fruit of the Loom.
Never heard that
what?
Jingle in my life. I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm aware of like the
cornucopia.
Puppet. Oh yeah. They know the cornucopia for Fruit of the Loom.
Yeah. There's no cornucopia.
It's just fruit.
It's just the fruit.
Yeah. Well, I didn't say cornucopia. You said it.
I know, but you remembered it.
Oh, didn't remember it. It's just a good word. I just wanted to say the word with you.
I always, anyway.
Lying, gotcha.
That's one of those, what's it called, Mandela effects?
Just brought it up, yeah.
Anyway.
You were yawning, you didn't hear me.
I don't know if there's any other characters that have lasted that long that are like known as a thing.
Yeah, I don't know either. I just, but these are the things that I think about and I think are interesting.
Me too.
I'm like, I want to get to, I'm like an investigative reporter.
Let's figure it out. Let's get to the bottom of this, Lovey.
All right. So, listen next week for a full expose on Flintstones marketing.
Yeah, we'll get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
Fred. What's the other guy's name?
Barney.
It really is Barney?
Barney Rubble.
Hmm. I thought Barney was a made-up name for that dinosaur. I really did. I did not think that
you
was
you think anyone name. Else was named Barney?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Barney's Beanery.
Barney's what?
Beanery.
I definitely thought you said Wienery. Barney's Beanery.
It is a bar in West Hollywood.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for listening to the maybe weirdest episode we've done. Last week was pretty weird because I was all over the place in Paris and airports and whatnot. But this one was, I don't know what we even talked about today, but hope you enjoyed. If you're still around, you are amazing. Leave comments for us to chat about next week. Give us your opinion on the Flintstones drama. I want to know your crazy lies.
Flintstones conspiracy theories, welcome.
Yes.
And that's our also, new slogan of this podcast.
I want to know weird lies that people have. I had so many other ones and I just got distracted and never said them. But I have so many weird lies that people have told me that for no reason that were the weirdest lies ever. And so I would love to know weird lies or if you've known a pathological liar and funny stories with that, because that it just tickles me so to read your comments and hear your story. So please let us know all of your fun stories and all your fun things. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.